Proclamation number 8139 of 30th of March, 1962. Take up your cross. I am the father of all of you, and everything that happens or is allowed to happen is evidence of my greater than great love for his children, and it serves you towards perfection. But you can always ask me to help you carry your cross if it seems too heavy for you. Then call upon me in Jesus, and then you will also take the path to the cross through your acknowledgement of the divine act of salvation which the man Jesus accomplished on earth for you, in order to redeem your past great guilt of sin. He is the bearer of the cross, and if you therefore call upon me in him, then I will gladly take the burden of the cross from you and carry it for you. Or also, I will give you strength to carry the cross yourselves, and it will not weigh so heavily upon you, the burden will become lighter, and you'll walk the path of following Jesus, who said, "Take up your cross and follow me." So Jesus has already announced to you that you humans will have to carry a cross if you want to follow him. Yet Jesus is and remains your Father from eternity, for I myself was in him, I myself became a visible God for you in him, but I am also so united with you through my human existence on earth that I understand all your hardships and that I am therefore also willing to take your cross upon my shoulders and carry it for you if it seems too heavy for you. Yet you will also constantly receive new strength, and this strength from me is grace which I acquired for you on the cross through my death. You therefore always draw on this strength when you pray to me in Jesus, when you take notice of me in my act of salvation, when you put yourselves into my suffering and death, when you believe in me who lived on earth in the human being Jesus and redeemed the guilt of sin for you through my death on the cross. The influx of grace is guaranteed to you if you acknowledge me. And this grace expresses itself in increased will, in the strength to lead your life on earth according to my will. And even if the body is weak and wretched, the soul is nevertheless touched by that strength, and this assurance shall also let you endure physical suffering and infirmity, for the body does not last but the soul is everlasting, and it gains the life which lasts forever. Amen.